Welcome back to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane with a mustache.
And I'm Amanda with a mustache as well. And this is our guest. Just kidding, it's clean. This is our guest, Olivia. Hello.
Hello, I'm Olivia with a mustache.
She actually does have a mustache.
It's
right?
Not where you think it is.
No.
Okay. No. Here we go. Olivia.
Where is it?
Don't.
Okay.
I will tell you. I'll show you, actually.
So anyways.
Olivia, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It is freezing in here.
It is very cold.
Good. But Olivia, you know, you've already set us up for success. You have an amazing sense of humor.
Oh, my God. I mean, who here doesn't?
Right?
That's why we got hired.
That's true. That's true. But I think, Olivia, you have the most insane sense of humor I think I've ever known.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
In my entire life.
How would you describe your sense of humor?
We also just turned off the AC, so it's going to get warmer.
Wow.
For me?
We did that for you.
For me.
We have that power here.
That usually doesn't happen for me here.
Well, things are different here at Smosh Mouth.
Okay, my sense of humor. Wacky. Weird.
I agree.
And sort of random.
Sort of random.
Like my sense of humor is like a really weird, dark, fucking, sorry, can I curse?
Yeah.
Gross, yeah, you can curse.
A gross, wet alleyway.
Your sense of humor is a gross, wet alleyway. I kind of love that. Why is it wet?
Why is it wet?
Because I hate wetness.
So your sense of humor is something that you hate.
Yeah.
It's what? More of a curse.
It's a curse. Why was I given this weird? I actually know why. Like my why? Sense of humor is this way. My uncle, my mom's twin, is so funny, and he just kind of raised me when my parents were busy, and I would just like go to parks with him, go to KFC with him, and he just like did everything with me, and he's like the weirdest, funniest, goofiest guy.
I love that.
And I think I've adapted his humor.
Oh, well, that's
you still hang out with him?
Yeah, yeah. Because my parents aren't very funny. Like, my mom doesn't understand sarcasm. My dad doesn't get it either. They're very just, like, serious people.
Okay.
Really?
I think I feel like your parents being serious also lends to you being silly.
Yeah.
Because I feel like have you ever had friends who are very serious people, and then you meet their parents, and their parents are goofballs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost sort of rebellion.
Yeah, yeah. You're making up for something.
Yeah.
But your uncle, what is he like?
Well, my uncle is also very serious, but the way he delivers things is what's so funny.
Is he trying to be funny?
Yeah.
No, he's very dry.
Oh.
He has a very dry sense of humor. He's almost like expressionless, but then he'll deliver the funniest jokes. We hang out. He's my uncle. He's the best. And like when we have holiday family gatherings, my mom is always making like the most beautiful, extravagant like dinners and stuff. And he would just troll my mom. Like he would get like jelly beans and put it in all the wines.
Oh, fun.
And then there would be like,
that is you.
My uncle is a troll. Older.
he's constantly pranking people.
My mom.
Just your mom.
Yeah.
Does your mom twins. And your mom never laughs at it?
She's just annoyed. She's like, oh, well, I guess there's jelly beans and wine now.
I like to think that his only joke is putting jelly beans in everything.
Or just like doing little things. Like he'll murmur little things too. And like only I'll hear it. Like just like he like makes fun of situations, or like he always has a hot take, but he says it really quietly. So like I hear it, or like someone else near him hears it. Yeah, my uncle's just the best.
We'll be like, hey, we're going to go see Star Wars, and you just hear him in the corner. He's just like, I hate Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Star Wars is really stupid.
Wait,
what'd you say?
I love that.
Nothing.
So does he know he's funny?
I think so. I mean, we
okay,
all laugh.
At this point, he knows he's funny.
Do you know you're funny?
No.
You
what?
Don't think you're funny?
No. I think I learned to be funny in a way, because... I get obsessed with things, and I'm like, oh, I have to understand it. And so that's why I took a bunch of UCB classes, Groundlings classes, because I was like, I really want to just like be like you guys, you know? Like you guys make people laugh. Like I think I have a very weird take on humor, and I don't know. I don't know if I was like born out of the womb and I'm like, oh, I'm funny, you know?
See, I would argue... I think you are naturally so funny.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
And the reason I think that is because a lot of your jokes, at least back in the day, because, yeah, you when you want to, you can make a perfectly structured joke. But I'm talking about, like, when you've made me laugh the hardest is when you say or do something, and I don't know where you came up with it or how you got to it.
Yeah, you're like,
that's my
soup.
Favorite shit.
You're like, peanut butter. You're like, hello. You just say.
It's like weird, like. Just my presence, I guess, is just
some of your
try
not to laugh jokes over the years are truly my favorites, and I'm not kidding because they don't make any sense.
Right,
but they also do if you think about it.
It
takes like it'll be like weeks later, and I'll be in bed and I'll wake up at 3 a.m. and I'll be like, I got it.
Yeah, that's why I love because I unplan my TNTL bits a lot too, and when you and I are back there and then we just do bits together, it's so fun because I think it's like a great balance of like, I don't even know if I have an idea either. Either way, we just go into like the wild together and you're so free.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I have a hot take about Try Not to Laugh.
Hot take.
That I think sometimes the quote unquote best episodes, the episodes where we bring it and nail it and we do perfectly structured like sketch jokes are sometimes my least favorites.
Yeah.
I think the best Try Not to Laughs and frankly the best videos that we make at Smosh are the ones where we break the rules.
Oh yeah.
And we do something that's just so counter to the logic.
Yeah.
Yep.
That then becomes the memorable moment.
Yeah.
And it's a risk. It may fall flat. But usually it doesn't, and usually it's whether the joke lands or not even, it's still more fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I never really, I mean, I'm sure the audience feels this way too. I guess I have never thought about landing a joke.
When you're going out there at Try Not to Laugh, what's your idea?
I think I really love to watch funny situations, mm-hmm. awkward interactions, funny situations. And that's what I just plan to do. And it falls flat most of the time, but sometimes when it's a banger and it lives on forever.
That's true.
You
but
know?
The thing is, if it does, if you think in your mind it falls flat, that's not what's happening with us because when you think it falls flat, to me, you've given it enough silence that we're all like,
yeah, that's
and
it.
Then we naturally
you never
laugh.
Run. You never run.
Yeah, no. You commit.
You commit fully. Do you think you could do Man on the Street type? You have done some. I've seen you on your Instagram. Do you think you could really do like the Sacha Baron Cohen thing and really embrace an awkward situation with a stranger?
I guess I would have to try it. I don't know. I'm not sure because I do get
giddy.
Yeah, I break. I break all the time.
She does.
I know. Amanda and I perform.
So do I.
Together, and I'm always breaking. Always.
Well, I feel like I look in your eyes when we're on stage and we're performing because we did just have a show, and I look and you're like.
looking at
and
you.
And then you're like, I know what you're thinking. I swear to God, you're not even saying anything, but your eyes are like, I know what you're going to do. And then I'm like. Olivia. And then I start laughing and then you start breaking. And when she breaks, she just turns her back away from the audience and looks at me.
I know. I'm always like this.
Yeah. You're a silent laugher.
Yeah.
Except for you'll sometimes let out like a screech, but then you
do laugh. The best impression of me.
Oh, I do.
What is it?
I'm trying to remember. just like, I'm Olivia.
Yeah.
I can do the impression if I do my favorite story of Olivia, which is we were at a grocery store and
just you and Olivia?
No,
just me and him.
That's bizarre.
We were on our way to Smosh Summer Games. We were filming out an hour away. So all of us stop at a grocery store.
Okay.
And everyone's just all around scattered about. And Olivia and I are both looking at, I think it was like drinks, like pressed juices. And I'm standing there, Olivia's to my left. And suddenly this woman walks up next to me, a woman my age. And she goes, hey, I like your shirt. And I go, oh, thank you. And she goes, oh, cool pants too. And I'm like, oh, thanks so much. And then she walks away. And I kind of go back to looking at the juices because I'm an idiot. And then this woman is not far away from me. She's maybe 10 feet, 15 feet walking away. And Olivia turns to me and she just goes, she wants to fuck you.
Oh
And I first laughed, and then I went, really?
She does? And it's like, how did you miss that?
Nice. That's a whole other conversation of me being like, no, she just likes my shirt. She's not saying anything.
Oh, we should make that another.
That's another video about how I was completely blind.
Oh, my God. But that's also another characteristic of humor. Like, I love when people miss cues. Do you miss cues? I think
you're actually incredibly, incredibly socially aware. I think you play into the bit of
see maybe the cue and you're like, oh.
I think I'm so aware all the time.
You're overly aware.
Like, I'll have a conversation with you and I'm like watching
you have like spidey sense.
Yeah, and I think that's just like maybe the way I was raised, like being always aware of situations and like, you know, I think I'm too aware sometimes.
Interesting.
Yeah. I hear that. I definitely feel the same way about myself too sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to stay present. It's very hard to stay present when you are aware of everything going on.
Yeah.
And then you can't actually, especially in improv, then you can't actually hear like the magical like words that, because the best part about improv when you're really in it is if your brain is silent and you're so present, your brain literally feeds you the next line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't have to think.
It's amazing. But I'm very similar to that. If you're like aware of your surroundings, that's why I feel like when you and I do break and we just lose it, we don't give a fuck about what people are thinking.
Yeah. No, I think when I'm on stage with you, it's like so locked in with you.
Yeah.
And I realized this last show we did, there were moments where I was getting too aware. Right. And then I start looking at you, Angela, and Pat, and I'm like, okay, we're back in. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need, I think for people like us and maybe Shane too, you need those people to be like, mm-mm.
Yeah. Like, don't look at everything else. Like, focus on the thing.
Don't think about the audience.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Well,
I love that.
Speaking of humor, I'm very excited. We wanted to do this again a few episodes back, as some of you might know. We wrote insanely stupid sketches with Angela.
Like rejected sketches.
Yeah, sketches, just don't put any thought into it. Yeah. Write it as quickly as possible. Do not edit it. Don't look back on it.
Yes.
So, Olivia, we asked the same of you.
Yes.
And you delivered a sketch for us.
Well, I've been working on the sketch for a long time.
Oh,
this is like legit.
This is a legit sketch.
Oh, great. Okay.
Great. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we have information for you. We also wrote sketches, but we gave ourselves a prompt.
A prompt.
Do you want us? We should just say it.
Yeah,
now.
We gave ourselves a prompt.
Wait. I'm not a part of this prompt.
No.
Oh, you're very much a part. You're not a part of the prompt, but you're a part of
the inspiration.
No.
So we wrote sketches. We attempted to write sketches in your voice. We are trying to write our best Olivia sketches.
Oh.
Sketches that we think you would write.
Yep. So.
Now, these are quickly written.
Very
not
quickly
edited.
Written.
So they, and they're not good.
No, but. I actually
Oh, wait. That's why it's just one word.
I didn't.
I wrote one word on a piece of paper.
Page number.
I didn't give mine a read through at all, but I wrote it in your voice.
Yes.
I literally pretended I was you and wrote this sketch.
My morning
voice? So after Amanda and I will read these sketches. We're going to table read them. I want you at the end to pick who wrote the sketch that you think you would have written. That's closer to.
And then we'll read your sketch.
And then I want to read yours and see what
it's
going to
be so different. It's going to be like Oscar worthy, like amazing.
Oh, no, no. This I wrote in the voice of Ian.
Are you dead serious?
No.
Okay.
Hey.
You had us going for a second.
Look at that.
Okay.
I can't wait.
It's another part of your humor. You lie.
Who should we read?
A liar.
Who do you want to read for? Whose sketch in your name do you want to read?
Because I'm thinking maybe we should save yours for last.
I think so.
So we could see what a real Olivia sketch is like. But we could read ours first, see our attempts. You could critique it.
Okay.
Say what you would have done differently.
Okay. could do that.
Let's do it.
Do you want to go with yours first? Because you wrote two sketches.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go yours and then you again and then me.
Great. I wrote two sketches, but one is in Olivia's voice and one's in Shane's voice.
Okay.
Oh.
So I'm Olivia write... wouldn't feel left out. I wrote a sketch in Shane's voice.
Thank you so much.
Regardless, guys, I wrote this very quick and I purposely did not read them over.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't read mine over either.
Okay.
I'm excited. Thank
Here
you.
Here we go. This sketch is called Lizard.
Good. That we're off
Hi,
to
Olivia.
A good start.
Okay, here's the casting.
Okay.
I will read stage directions or whatever. And you, Olivia, you're playing Lulu.
Okay.
You're playing boyfriend, and I'm playing girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm going to try to not break. I'm going to try to read this.
I'm not going to break. I'm going to be myself.
Unstaple them?
Yeah, yeah, unstaple really quick. Here's some ASMR, everyone.
If you don't break... Okay.
Amanda, this is six pages
I know, Amanda. This
Shut
is
up. It's
film.
Only four. It's only half of a four.
Okay.
Guys,
okay.
I had way too much fun. I actually was like, I could write another sketch on
I know. I was having, oh, maybe you should just write for me.
I just was having so
you
much
found
fun.
Found your ghostwriter.
I don't think this is a good sketch. Okay.
All right, here we go. So you said, I'm boyfriend.
So you're boyfriend, I'm girlfriend, and Olivia's Lulu.
You got it.
Now you can do whatever voice you want, but I want you to pick it.
Okay.
Okay. This is Lizard. Lizard. What the fuck? This is Lizard. Lulu, a thin, frail, older woman, quickly tiptoes up to a couple, casually strolling at the Silver Lake Reservoir.
Stop in your tracks right now.
The couple abruptly turns around. The girlfriend backs away a little confused and a little frightened, while the boyfriend takes a lighter approach.
What's that now?
Stop moving your feet, old boy.
What?
He's 28. He's not old.
Hey, you shove it up, Lady Lala.
The girlfriend tugs on the boyfriend's sleeve, signaling him to go. Okay, thank you, but no thank you. The couple turns to go. Lulu tiptoe hops right between them.
Wait! I didn't mean to scare you. I just live around the corner. I just wanted to show you both something.
Oh, you're local to Silver Lake?
Yes, sir, old boy.
The girlfriend rolls her eyes. Oh. Okay, so you're a local. You live here?
Yes, yes, Lady La 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 La. That's a good song. I shall sing that at dinner. My name is Lulu.
Congrats. This is such a nice neighborhood, Lulu.
Yeah, I would love to live here. It's so pretty. Lulu grabs both their hands and kisses the inside of their palms and pulls them to a tree.
Shush. Look.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a eucalyptus tree. Pretty cool.
I'm not a deaf big lady. I want to show you something. Look.
Okay, these nicknames are really, I'm not a fan.
I like big lady. It's cute. And also, may you let go of my hand now, Lulu?
Surrender to me. Okay, I will.
Lulu lets their hands go.
Look, do you see it?
The couple is too far in it now, so they decide to just look. I'm looking and literally only see bark.
Ditto, big lady.
Stop.
Oh.
Look, 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 look.
I literally am.
There it is. Do you see it? It's a lizard.
Couple looks at each other, confused.
A lizard?
A lizard!
Oh, that's what you wanted to show us, Lulu?
Yes! A lizard!
The girlfriend looks to the boyfriend and tells him silently with her eyes, let's get the fuck out of here.
Very, very cool.
Fun.
Thank you.
They are locals, too. They are the ones who are lucky. Have a good day, Popeye!
Lulu's tiptoe skips off and trips, falls, lays there for a second. Oh my God, should we help her?
Yes, I don't know. I mean, she's wearing ballet slippers in the dirt, so of course she's gonna trip.
So true. Lulu rolls over in the dirt and manages to get up and dust herself off. She turns back at them.
I didn't just fall. That was a mirage.
The couple nods in agreement and walks away. Lulu yells to them.
Have a good day, Papa Smurf and Lady Tickles.
Blackout.
What?
There you go.
That this is how I behave at the reservoir.
Yes, I
just
know.
For anyone who's never been to Silver Lake, this is what people in Silver Lake act like.
Yeah. Unhinged.
They're just like this.
I was writing this and this was making me laugh so hard. And then when I was done, I was like, wow. I think I just tapped into a weird space of Olivia.
This was so weird.
You wrote this last night, right?
I wrote this last night.
How late?
Not late at all. Not
too late.
PM.
Oh, okay.
Not late at all.
What was going through your mind before you wrote this?
Yeah, how did you get into my head?
Yeah.
I thought about Olivia as an old lady.
Yeah.
An old frail lady with little ballet slippers walking on the Silver Lake Reservoir. I thought about her movements. And I thought about Olivia as an older woman. And I thought if she lived by the Silver Lake Reservoir, she would pop out and talk to random strangers and be like, look, look, a lizard. Look, it's a lizard.
Come over here, idiot face.
And people are like, cool. And when they say that she's a local, they're like, oh, okay, like we trust her. Like she's a local, like it's cool, whatever. And then she's like, they're locals too. They live here too. Like, I know it seemed so weird, but when I read it, also, you read it in a demon voice, which I think is fucking even greater. And maybe it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a horror movie.
Well, maybe it's a horror movie and she's the red herring and there's actually a really scary thing in the reservoir and people think it's her, but she's actually completely
fine. It's not me.
I thought of it not as Olivia, but as Olivia could play character.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am that woman now.
That's totally an Olivia character.
Yeah, that is totally me. Freaky.
A little bit of me. I'm a little bit weird, guys.
You could definitely just on the next Try Not to Laugh, just go out and do that for Amanda.
Oh, I'm a lizard. Look, 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 a lizard.
It makes me think about how excited I am someday to be a super old man and just mess with people.
Oh, you're not gonna do that, Shane.
I mean, in silly ways like this, not like scaring people, but when I'm so old that I physically, you can tell I cannot hurt anyone or do anything. I'm so old. I'm talking 80s. I'm talking if I make it to 100 years old, I'm gonna tell my grandchildren and be like, wheel me out somewhere and sit me there for like 15 minutes, and any passerby, I'm gonna just be like, I see your future.
We're so
and just say shit like that. Because when you're like that old, people don't know.
That's amazing.
You're still going to be strong, Shane.
At 100?
You're going to be like old, frail, but your arms are still going to be big.
Shane's going to be like, hello, good to see you.
I'm gonna be like, wheel me out there. I'm going to say some messed up stuff. And then as soon as people walk by, I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bother you.
Nice shirt.
Hey, but I'm 100 years old.
Back in my day.
Okay, do you want to read yours?
Mine? Yours. Okay. So that was pretty weird.
If you want to keep, yeah.
Olivia, what? That felt pretty...
That was really good.
You would write that.
I would. I would write that.
Honestly, right. I had so much fun writing that. And I'm very... It made me feel weird. And I was also like...
We can rip these up.
Wow.
So let me think of the casting here. There's a lot of characters. I wrote too many characters. So, Amanda, I'd like you to be groom.
The groom. Okay, great.
The last page is actually a bunch of other ideas that I... That's what I was writing first. Trying to brainstorm what I would write, and then this is what I landed on. So, Olivia, can you be the bride?
Yes.
When it comes to bride, can you also play Cindy?
Yes.
And then...
So wait, you wrote this, or you wrote this in Olivia's voice?
I wrote this in Olivia's voice.
Got it.
This is a sketch I think Olivia would write. Olivia, can you also play attendee?
I would definitely write this sketch.
Actually, yeah.
Font, well, 28 don't... size.
Yes, it's a very,
it's very, very, very large
much,
font.
Yes.
It's for someone who has the jitterbug phone.
Actually, so I'm going to switch this up.
Okay.
Olivia, I want you to be attendee.
Okay.
Amanda, I want you to be the groom, and I want you to play Cindy as well.
Groom and Cindy?
Groom and Cindy.
Perfect.
And then...
am I still bride? No, am I...
You are bride.
Okay.
Your bride and attendee. And then I'll play the rest of the
Perfect.
Roles. This is going to be so good.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Just as
so the name of this sketch is called Stanley Tucci. I have a note here underneath the title saying, note, I wrote this without thinking.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interior, Long John Silver's 1980s. A wedding ceremony is underway, with rows of attendees seated, and at the head of the aisle, the groom and officiant, who is also the Long John Silver's cashier, stand patiently, awaiting the arrival of the bride. Organ music fills the room as we pan from the audience to the side of the restaurant, where the giant organ resides next to the soda fountain. It is being played by none other than The Weeknd. He is butt-ass naked. The groom sneezes. God bless you.
Thank you.
The groom and officiant make eye contact. They share a sensual moment.
Holy fucking shit! It's the fucking bride!
The audience turns in horror as the bride, who is 8 feet tall and built like a Ford F-150, blasts through the doors, shattering them and launching shards of glass through the crowd. We hear screams of agony.
Oh my God, my fucking eyes!
The bride walks up to the podium and faces her soon-to-be husband as the audience continues to writhe and yell. You may all be seated. The audience quiets down. We are gathered here today in this sacred place, a house of God and also $6 shrimp baskets, to join these two beautiful individuals in holy matrimony. The officiant carefully reaches into his back pocket and rustles around for a bit. Crap. Whatever he is searching for is difficult to grasp. After several moments of struggle, he finally whips out a bag of M&Ms, opens it, and pops a few in his mouth Gangnam style. Sorry, I was hungry as shit. Okay, say your vows. The bride pulls out a piece of paper, unfolds it, takes a deep breath, and prepares to read it.
Mark, the first day I...
The groom pulls out his iPhone 12.
Yeah, I'll go first. Nancy, you are a fucking smoke show. I fell in love with you the moment you bench pressed me through our ceiling and into our upstairs neighbor's apartment. Every day I spend with you is the best day of my life. Do you remember that time we went to Disneyland and the fireworks malfunctioned during Fantasmic and launched into the audience? But you saved the day by unhinging your jaw and catching them all in your mouth and swallowing them before they could explode? I know I do. You're the most wonderful person I've ever known. Before I met you, I was just a backup vocalist in a B-52 cover band. But now, I'm a lieutenant colonel in the United States military. I love you, Nancy.
The officiant pops another M&M. Okay, 1 second. Commercial break. Interior kitchen day. A mother, Cindy, dries dishes while her kids run around the kitchen. Having a hard time keeping up with life?
I just wish my kids would behave.
Well, that sucks because this is a Swiffer commercial.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they'll behave once the floor is cleaner?
No.
Right. Well, I guess we'll get back to the wedding then.
Yeah, speaking of, didn't they say it's the 1980s? How does he have an iPhone?
Oh, wow. I didn't think of that. Anyways, end of commercial break. Disney announcer. We now return to Hannah Montana. Interior, Long John Silver's, contiguous. Okay, go ahead. The bride lifts up her paper and reads it.
Mark. The first day I met you, I knew we would spend the rest of our lives together. My whole life, I felt like a lady waiting at the train station. And then you finally arrived. You're the Ross to my Rachel, the Jim to my Pan, the Nancy to my Reagan. I love you beyond belief and can't wait to spend the rest of my life with...
Cindy from the commercial break runs into the restaurant, sweaty and panting.
I object.
Wow. Okay, sure.
Mark... I love you, and I'm sorry I left you all those years ago. I'm tired of living in a Swiffer commercial. Run away with me.
Mark shrugs.
Yeah, okay.
They leave. The music from Succession plays.
What? What? Wow.
That is what, yeah, wow.
Honestly, this just shows me that when we go into Olivia's mind, it is wild.
You may not come back out.
You may not come, wait, explain to me why it's called Stanley Tucci.
So I originally, I'm going to be fully honest with you. I titled it Stanley Tucci because I planned on writing a sketch about Stanley Tucci. I started writing and it ended up having nothing to do with Stanley Tucci, but I kept the name.
I love that. Can we read your ideas?
So I had. So first off, how I got into the zone is I first started writing down ideas on like last week. I was like, I'm going to try to write this and get it out of the way. So I'm not thinking about it. So on like Wednesday, I wrote down a bunch of ideas. I wrote down Stanley Tucci getting abducted by aliens.
So funny.
An art museum and everyone is freaking out over the fire alarm. They're amazed at every level of interaction. And then the firefighters show up and they're actual performers. I wrote pinata surgeon, which makes me laugh very hard.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You need to write all these sketches.
Yeah, these are incredible.
A sketch with no joke, no through line, no logic, just turns at every other line. That's kind of what I ended up trying to go with. 911 caller getting a call from someone thinking they're subway. It turns into chaos and helicopters are sent out.
Yes.
Callback.
Yes, our phone call.
Did you also catch the callback that I threw into this?
Lady in the train?
Lady waiting by the train station. That's an old Olivia joke right there. That Olivia's dream was to be
lady waiting at the train station.
That just a lady?
Yeah.
What were you waiting for?
Life.
Life to return back to you?
Yes.
The last thing I wrote is, in quotations, hey, he bought you a drink. And you look over and it's Tony the fucking Tiger.
I fucking love
Dude, you have to
what
write
would you
these.
Do?
Pinata
Wait, you
surgeon
have to write these.
Laugh.
Pinata surgeon is very funny to me.
I think the Tony the Tiger one makes me laugh.
Just, I always like the setup. I often have sketch ideas where I don't know what the sketch is. I just know the location or the setup. And the setup of like being at a bar by yourself and the bartender coming over and be like, that person over there bought you a drink. And you look over and whoever it is could be so funny.
Uh-huh.
And imagine it's Tony the Tiger.
And he's like.
And he's just there and he gives you a wave. Like,
does he have a phrase? Does he have like
they're
a.
They're great.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
He's like, this guy got you an Appletini. And you look over and he's drinking an Appletini too. And he's like, they're great.
Yeah, he just keeps saying that.
That's the only phrase he says.
It's so funny. I always write. I never figure out the premise until like midway through. I always write like something, a person. Like, I'm always like a person dropped into a normal situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always thinking like that. I have struggle writing premise-based sketches, but that's so funny.
Yeah.
Usually, I would like to do like a thing where I just write a premise-based sketch.
Usually I always do like a premise-based thing, but then you guys will see later when I wrote this one, I was struggling. I was like, what is a funny premise? And I couldn't think of one. I could not think of one. And then so I just went back to character.
Do you ever free write? Just where you just get on your and you just start writing?
Yes, but not sketch. Recently. I just write like.
Yeah, it's more of a diary entry. Yeah. You're just kind of getting thoughts out. Yeah. But sometimes I try to make it fictional where I'm just writing about something or I set up a scenario and I try to just write it out. Mm-hmm. I don't do it that often. The only times I've been writing lately is for these podcast episodes, which is why I've been kind of pitching
so
it.
You're a great writer.
Because it's motivating me. But my perfectionism is what gets in the way, man.
No, I think it's hard sometimes writing things because I'm like, when should I just let it go and be done with it? Or because I keep reading it over and over again. I'm like, oh, I want to add this. No. I want to take out this. I want to, you know.
I really, because I look up to you in a lot of ways, Olivia, because I feel like you're always creating stuff. I see your social media, your Instagram and everything. And you are always creating projects. Mm-hmm. And it feels like watching it, it feels like it comes from a place of fun and that you just really desired to do this thing. You're not being told to do it. You're just doing it.
I like money. I like making
that's
money.
That's why you're funny.
I love creating stuff out. Like, we have so much fun here. But you'll see, like, I'll be like, hey, Amanda, like, Pat, we'll, like, make stuff outside because it's so fun.
Your, The idol, your impression of, is it, that's right, Lily Rose Depp?
Her character, yeah.
Yeah, her character from The Idol. That was maybe my favorite thing I've ever seen. Dude, you have a quote where you're being interviewed and it's like, what's your favorite movie? And you're like, Star Wars. What's your favorite character? War.
Yeah.
Lily Rose Depp, can I come in?
Wait, do you want a drink?
Sure. Oh, thank you.
Thank me.
Thank you?
Thank me.
When is your birthday?
June 69, 1969.
What's your sign?
French.
What languages do you speak?
Hot.
Where'd you get that hat?
The war.
What's your favorite activity?
How do you say in English, j'aime sauter?
Jumping?
Yes, jumping. I love jumping.
What's your favorite movie?
Star Wars.
Who's your favorite character?
War.
If you could be anywhere right now, where would you be?
The smoking section. Hey, do people ever ask you questions?
No.
Can I have a cigarette?
Sure. What advice do you have for young people?
Just like, have a good summer.
Do you need a lighter?
It's insane.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Is the idol good?
No, all right.
But it was like this thing that it was like the cultural thing that everyone was talking about, and that character is just so funny. And
yeah, you do great impressions.
Thank you. I don't do them a lot.
When you do, they're killer. Your your impression of Damien is still my favorite.
As Augustus, or just no, as Damien?
Her impression of Damien. We could just throw up a clip really quick, but it's.
Damien!
I got dough! I'm Damien!
It's me!
It's Damien with a mullet.
This is like when you don't
Ooh,
have
any... got me goo!
She said my catchphrase!
Here, what's your favorite anime?
Kindness! Aww. I love hugs!
Damien, what was your favorite sketch that you did on So Random?
The one where I was nice to Shane.
Yes.
Can you give me some sound financial advice?
Did you say sounds? I love making sounds.
That's true. Yeah, you got me.
It's insane.
I also love Augustus, though.
Augustus is your character. Your bit of doing everyone else's characters, but more unhinged, is so funny.
What?
Wet Cop. I love Wet Cop.
Wet Cop is so good.
Good old Sarah Christ.
I have to rewatch that clip. But you make them, you always make them your own. And they always feel like, that's why I wrote this like Lady Lulu, because they always feel like they're like,
I think whenever you play someone else's character, it's, I like to think headcanon wise that it's the same character. It's a demon that steals their skin and wears it like a suit.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like a really bad skinwalker. It's like, oh, that's a demon that's trying to go under disguise, but it's very clear it's a demon.
Yep.
Well, the secret ingredient is horniness. You just add a little bit of that in all the characters I do, and then it just like is.
Just like the show on Saturday. I want to have sex with Jenna.
It actually is so funny that you add horniness to a lot of our characters because our characters are canonically just not very horny. Yeah. Like Augustus and Chosen, I made him on purpose to be, he's like, doesn't talk about sex, not interested. He's too busy, focused on the world. So when you play him and you add the horniness element, it's very,
it's
stupid
very
funny.
Wet Cop's not horny either.
What?
Until I play it.
I'm just kidding. White Cops.
Sarah Christ, she's not horny.
She's not horny. She's just like, let's get it done.
It's more of like a, hey, look, this is part of life.
Yeah,
I got to do this.
That's what
it's a job.
Yeah, yes.
It's a job for her.
Oh, God.
I don't think I have any horny characters.
I think 90% of mine are horny.
I think I'm too, real talk, because this is something I'm trying to, I think I'm worried about playing a horny character because I think it'll just come off creepy. Like it's hard to just play horny, but it's like a self-contained, like
I can get away with it. I think
yeah.
Yeah, cuz I'm like can,
yeah,
I'm like you're also yeah, we're
yeah,
like,
we're also
I
we're
think
just
when
gross.
I think of
we're
like well, I think of archetypes though. Archetypes of horny guys
are
usually
dicks.
Are not so
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
They're not
That's
like fun.
That's why you have to be like
watch.
A nerdy kind of sweet guy who's a little horny. But then again, that's
weird. Yeah.
It's in a weird territory.
That is weird.
Yeah.
You got to pick something that's so out of the norm that maybe you could make him horny.
Maybe you have to like really go to the horny, like, I am a horny man.
Well, I think.
And then it's funny.
I think you can be horny for like not like humans. Like,
right.
I think being horny for Skittles.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Horny for like desks.
That's fun.
You know, like.
Horny for other things.
Yeah. This is why when we wrote these sketches, my brain was like, it was like 500 things were like popping in and they were all like, yay.
Yeah.
Horny for desks. That is funny, actually.
Horny
for numbers. Yeah.
Horny for numbers.
Horny for numbers.
Yeah. Like a mathematician, a famous mathematician.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What if Albert Einstein's whole thing, he actually didn't care about science. He just was so horny for numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
And anytime he found a new equation, it turned him on super hard. It's like, oh my God.
There is,
E equals MC. Oh.
There you go.
That's a great guess. That's fine.
There we go. Then if other scientists, when they would walk in the room, they see Albert Einstein had a huge boner. They're like, he just solved something.
He's like, I've been up all night. They're like, okay, Albert.
You got it, man. Holy crap.
Okay, let's read yours.
All right, let's see what an actual Olivia sketch.
What about yours? Are we going to read yours?
Well,
read mine last.
My My sketch, you mean?
I wrote a sketch in Shane's
voice. Oh, right. Okay, here's this.
I'm so excited for this.
So this is, guys, this is a real Olivia, written by Olivia sketch.
It's called Script Title.
Which is, I hope this shows us just how wrong we are.
Do you have a name for this sketch?
No, I just made this really short. Gosh, I didn't know you guys were writing freaking
novels. I typically think a long sketch is a sign of it's not great because it's like not much thought. If I were to edit these sketches that I've read on this podcast, I would shorten them by at least a half.
Well, we can actually make this if you guys like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I see the characters are 50 police officers.
Okay. So you're going to be police officer one.
Okay.
I'll be police officer two. And hold on really quick. Hold on. And then you and your police officer number three. Wait, what were you?
None.
Okay.
Nothing.
This is going great. You're going to be a police officer three, and you're going to be Eleanor.
Three, Eleanor.
Eleanor is also police number four.
Okay, it's already working.
This is already an Olivia sketch.
So police number four and Eleanor are the same person.
And I'm just one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not your character is meaningful.
I know.
You're just one.
Okay.
And I'm stage directions, okay?
Great.
Okay.
Interior, police station, morning. Three police officers are hanging out in the break room.
Hey, Mama, how was your night?
I forgot to tell you, they're Gen Z.
Okay. Let me start
hey,
again.
Mama,
so we're Gen Z police officers.
It changes everything.
Hey, Mama, how was your night?
Oh my God, girl. I was in a car chase for 2 hours down the 405. It was so mid.
Slay.
Okay, mood.
Go off. I had the night off last night and I spent it with my boyf. At this point, he just feels like fam.
Bitch, you gotta get out of that relationship. Seriously, it's not serving you. Police officer four walks. Talking like they're from the 1920s.
Yes, not busting at all. Am I right?
The other police officers roll their eyes.
Hey, Eleanor, how are you? Let me take that back. Hey, Eleanor, how are you?
Oh, well, I'm just doing swell. I racially profiled 7 people and arrested all of them. Then I went to a speakeasy. Then I went home, made myself a ham sandwich, and took a bath. Slay? Slay?
Quiet.
Eleanor, you just hit different. Absolutely not. I have never, ever hit anyone in my life. A woman never hits. That's a man's job.
Hey, Eleanor, what's your sign?
Oh, darling, what do you mean?
Like, when were you born?
February 14th. What year? A lady never reveals her age.
You're not the vibe.
You're giving cunt, but in, like, not a good way. Their walkies start going off.
Okay, guys, citizens arrest on First Ave.
Okay,
T.
That's the bee's knees.
What the hell?
I love that I'm three and Eleanor. Also, did you know that I was born on February 14th?
No.
Yep.
Wow.
Whoa.
Pretty cool.
Wow. Guys.
Holy shit.
That's the bee's knees.
Wait, what? Isn't that Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
You are, yeah,
your
we have
love.
You and Noah.
Love.
I know.
And Noah's three brothers.
And Noah's brothers.
All three of his brothers?
TS two brothers. All three of them were born on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I know. The next time we bring...
My sister was born on Valentine's Day, too.
You both were born on Valentine's
Yes.
Day?
Yes.
What the fuck conspiracy is this?
Actually, Noah and I have talked about that we're both born on Valentine's Day, and we have never said that. I don't think we have.
You know what's hilarious? We had Noah on, and we talked about... Sorry, we'll get back to this sketch in 1 second.
Yeah.
We had Noah on this podcast, and we talked about conspiracy theories, and we didn't bring up the fact that he and his brothers and you and your sister were all born on Valentine's Day.
I didn't know that.
You guys are all aliens.
What is wrong with us? Good.
Okay. This sketch is hilarious.
Okay, we have to go back to this sketch. I think that we can do this because I am picturing Eleanor. It's just she's older.
Yeah.
And she's speaking from the 1920s, which means she's really older.
She's dead. 130 years old.
And I love how they're all just sitting there. It's like a new CW show, and they're all just sitting there hanging out. And they're like, Eleanor, that just like hits different. And she's like, what do you mean? La la la.
Yeah. They're just
does
like
a little
mean,
tap dance.
They're mean girls, but they're cops.
God, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks.
So good. How long have you been working on this?
This morning.
Oh, okay. You wrote it this morning. You made it sound like you've been working on this.
She fucking lied.
Well, the Gen Z cop was this character that I was doing. And then okay. I was like, okay, maybe there's
Oh, I love the idea of a Gen Z cop.
So wait, when did you, you wrote, from start to finish, you wrote this sketch this morning?
I'm not going to lie. So here's the thing. I don't crack under pressure.
Yeah.
And I love when I procrastinate because then I just get it done really fast. So I wrote this in 10 minutes.
You got it. You walked into the building and you sat down.
You said,
you're like, hold on, I'm gonna change something.
Yeah.
Did you write the whole sketch then?
No.
Oh, you wrote?
No. I wrote the whole sketch this morning when I woke up and I was brushing my teeth thinking about, oh my God, what am I gonna write? And then I wrote this, sat down. That's why I was like 5 minutes late to work. And then I realized I wanted to change a joke, the citizen's arrest joke.
Yeah.
So then I wrote in that.
That's, I love that you wrote this that
Me
fast.
Too.
I wrote mine in less than a half an hour, too.
Mine took me about 4 hours. No, I'm just fucking kidding. Mine took like 10 minutes. I was laughing so hard. And then I was like, and do not read it. Because if you read it, you're going to be like, I can't.
Oh, I can't read
that. Well, speed means talent, you know?
Yeah. They say that. They say that in this industry, that speed means talent.
Okay, I actually love this Gen Z, like, CW type show of, like, the girls like hanging out and they're like, oh my God, that's such a vibe, and having the
that's
old woman come in. But for some reason, I would love Eleanor to be a little bit more, I don't know why, I always want to play gruff people. I want to be wet cop. I want to have wet cop come in here.
It also,
you can do this. Yeah, be it. We'll shoot it right now.
It also makes me realize there are Gen Z cops out there.
Are there?
Yeah, man. There's people who are under 26 who are cops. They're probably saying this stuff.
Slay.
They're probably arresting people and going, slay.
Like, that slay, was a, bitch, you're arrested.
That was a slay.
Hey, that's the vibe. Put your hands behind your back, that's a vibe.
Yeah. Like, okay, T.
They sit down to interrogate someone. It's like, okay, here's the tea.
Here's the tea. Yeah.
Here's the tea. We talked to your partner.
Yeah.
He spilled everything.
Yeah.
Total slay.
Here's the tea.
That's exactly what I was thinking about these people are.
That is so funny. I love that.
Like, very serious situations, and they're just, like, saying this stuff, like, so seriously.
Instead of good cop, bad cop, the good cop's like, okay, you're going to serve cunt this time. And I...
Honestly, you're serving cunt, but not in a good way. And Eleanor's like, boppity-boopo,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. And she's sort of racist.
Yeah. You guys like my vintage tap shoes? It's like, please go away.
It's how giddy she is about it all, though. She's like, here's what I did today.
That's the bee's knee.
Thanks for reading it, guys.
I love this.
I actually love it. You should definitely do this character.
So now that we've read yours, who of Amanda and I's sketches do you think was the most Olivia sketch? Be honest. Look, I'm proud of my sketch, and I think Amanda's sketch was hilarious. But the
mine brought us into the Twilight
The competition
zone.
Was who wrote the sketch that's most like Olivia.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. These are okay. So Amanda is so good at breaking down character and writing for characters, and that is for sure. That's me. Like, I'm that old creepy little lady by the reservoir.
Yep.
And I think you're really good at, you know, writing situational stuff, and you know how, like, my brain works in a way where there's always going to be a weird commercial break, and then some crazy shit happens in the commercial. So both of you guys, I can't pick. I truly can't, because you're like in my brain, and then you're my character.
Okay,
she's too nice.
I'll take it.
Thank you. That's very sweet. I'll take that.
We could write together and put Lulu in this.
Yes,
Lulu could be in it, and maybe she comes in and she's like, I object.
Yes, exactly.
I object this wedding, and they're like,
who are you?
Who are you? And she's like, I live next door. I've been watching this wedding from my window. And I object because I wasn't invited. Can I sit here? Yeah. Like, maybe we can find them.
Yes. I actually don't object, but the lizards do.
There's a lizard on your dress.
What if, no, here's how the Olivia sketch would go. She walks in, she goes, I object. And they go, why do you object? She goes, no, I'm saying I object. I am an object.
I am an object.
Exactly.
There's lizards everywhere.
And then the cops come and they're like, hey.
Hey, hey girl.
Hey girl, you're under arrest.
This is not the vibe, so you need to come downtown with us.
Hey girl, like cute. So this isn't, yeah, this isn't the vibe. Like literally, we have to read your Miranda rights, which is just like, ugh. Anyways, get in the fucking car.
I'm gonna pull your tarot, and then we're gonna decide whether you are guilty or
ooh,
not.
Ooh, you got the moon card, which means you have to go to jail for the rest of the night.
Oh, the king, but it's upside down, so that's manslaughter.
Reversals are bad.
It's giving manslaughter and 30 years in prison.
I do love them asking what their sign is. Like, that's the only thing.
What's your sign? Gemini? Okay, you're getting in the back of the
car. All right. Oh, we're out. We're looking for a Scorpio today.
A suspect Scorpio.
I fucking love this.
Okay, so you wrote a sketch that I would write.
So this was just a bonus because I was laughing at Lulu. Because I was just like, I could see Olivia just being this weird person. But I wrote this sketch in your voice. It is the dumbest sketch. And it's not meaning because you're dumb. I am dumb.
Okay.
But it made me laugh because I was like, whatever. I'm not going to explain
okay.
it.
Okay.
I didn't reread
good,
it.
Good intro.
I didn't reread
it's
it.
It's probably so fucking.
It's called Bro by Shane Topp.
Do I say bro a lot?
No, you never say bro.
Because when people impersonate me, they really? They say bro.
He says bro all the time.
I've never heard you say bro.
Thank you, Olivia.
Is it bad? Oh, you're going to
no, we did. We did
sketch.
Because we did too many Shanes on the Smosh Games
channel.
Where Chance, Courtney, Damien, and who else? Why am I blanking on this, but a bunch
Angela,
and they all impersonated me, but they were just saying bro the whole time. Like all of them were just like bro.
You do say bro.
Bro.
Really?
Yeah. You do say, and you only.
I believe
say
it. I'm not.
You just, only say it when you're talking about something exciting.
I think I say it as like a instead of a oh man. I don't talk. I don't call people bro.
Right.
Yeah, you're always just like, oh, bro.
It's
no.
So bad that we're talking about this before this sketch.
But I do know when I get excited, I go, bro.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I
say
really...
bro, and then when something's crazy, I go, brutal.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Can I make an edit here?
No, it's
then
okay.
You're absolutely going to despise this sketch.
No,
I'm
excited.
This sketch is like, to me, it's like a game sketch. Like, I'm just going hard on bro.
Love it.
Okay.
All right. Cast this.
So let's see. Shit, there's only two people in it. Can you read stage?
It's great.
And you read Mike.
Okay.
And I'm going to be Chris.
I'm Mike.
You're Mike.
Got it. All right.
Bro by Shane Topp. Mike wakes up in his sleep. Mike wakes up his sleeping roommate, Chris, by ferociously shaking him.
Bro.
Chris groggily opens his eyes.
Bro, stop. I'm asleep.
Bro.
Bro, what?
Wake up, bro.
Bro, I am asleep.
I know that, bro, but wake up.
Okay, bro, I'm up. Stop shaking me. What's up?
Bro, really important. Have you heard about this new weird show on Netflix? It's called Mimes in the United States of A.
Bro, you woke me up for that?
Bro, yes.
Bro, thank you.
You're welcome, bro.
Bro, when can we watch it?
Bro, when it comes out.
Bro, which is when?
Bro, no idea. Next month or something?
Chris pauses, stares at Mike.
Bro, can I ask you something honestly without you getting mad, bro?
Yes. Bro?
Why the fuck did you wake me up, bro, if the show isn't even out yet, bro?
Mike is about to get mad, and then out of nowhere, tears come.
Damn, bro. Ouch, bro. Because I got you a gift, bro. It's your birthday, bro. That's why I woke you up. Bro?
Oh, right. So, sorry, bro.
Bro. It's okay, bro.
Mike wipes his tears on Chris's blanket. Chris is kind of grossed out, but lets it go.
So, where's the gift, bro?
Oh, the mime has it, bro.
Bro, the mime has it from the show on Netflix?
No, bro, a different mime that I hired to live with us until the show comes on. Just so we can get amped, you know, the show about mimes in the United States of A.
bro, I say this with respect, but you are way too obsessed with mimes. It is out of control.
Bro, get off my back. And thank you. I know, bro.
Mike calls out to the mime.
Okay. Mime bro, you can come in now. He's ready for his gift.
Nothing.
Bro, come in now with the gift. He's awake.
Nothing.
Where is that mime?
Bro, did you open the front door?
No, bro. I just told him to come in.
Bro, he can't open the door. He's a mime. You should know that.
Mike puts his hands on his face.
Bro, fuck. He's been out there all night.
Just then, at the window, we see the mime walking back and forth looking for an entrance.
Bro, I'm going to back to bed. Get out.
Blackout.
Brutal.
Brutal.
That was
I thought
so
the
great.
Mime was, I thought the mime was going to be dead.
No!
Like, frozen, like he froze to death outside.
Wait, that would have been really funny. I added in the mime walking back and forth out the window. And I was like, is that so mean that he's just out there because he can't get in through the door?
That is so funny. Because
he needs a fake door to open.
Yeah, he needs...
He can't open real doors.
He needs the door open so that he can go like this.
I love him.
Interact with actual objects. I didn't think about that aspect.
Yeah, he can't interact. So Mike's like, dude, I got a bro. And he's like, dude, you have to open the door to let him in. He's like, bro, fuck. And the mime's like, trying to get in.
So funny. Who would you play? The mime?
Yeah, you'd be the mime.
I'd be the mime.
You're so funny.
I'd be Mike.
I love your brain.
Who would play?
This is the most stupidest sketch ever.
No, it's funny.
But it was making me laugh
yeah,
so
it's
much
hilarious.
That someone's like, bro! He's like, what, bro? He's like, dude, bro, there's a show coming on Netflix, and I'm so excited. Mimes the United States of A. And then he just, like, he gets really excited. I don't think that Mike is you, but I just think it would be a really fun character who gets really, really excited but doesn't plan anything fully out, doesn't actually think anything
just
out.
Stoked. He just really, really impulsive.
Yeah.
Impulsively does all this shit. Yesterday, I hired a mime to live with us because I saw the trailer for this new show about mimes. So I thought it would be really fun.
Yeah, I feel like you would come up with this character.
This is great. We should just shoot this right now.
Okay.
Let's fucking shoot this.
Let's
but now
this.
You're going to be really in your head about bro, which I didn't
know. No,
realize.
I'm not going to be in my head about bro. I'm not in my head about bro. I don't care.
You said it before, so it's
I said bro. I say bro. I think...
You only say bro when you're psyched about something. You're like, bro, this show?
Yeah,
I don't talk about... I don't say bro casually.
No.
But it does make me think about how I am the broiest cast member on Smosh. There's not many. Just because there's not many bro-y people on Smosh.
No, there's not.
I'm the most stereotypical
bro
dude, I guess.
And then it's me, and then it's you,
and then it's you. But really, like our cast,
I don't know what we are.
Our cast isn't bro-y. A lot of YouTube channels are very bro-y.
Here's the thing, though.
And I fill up our bro quota, our broda.
Here's the thing, though. I wouldn't necessarily categorize you as a bro. I just know that you say it.
But who? I'm just saying. Who on the cast is broier than me?
No one.
Nobody.
No one.
Literally nobody.
I mean, Noah kind of. Noah, okay, here's the thing. No. Noah could have went in the direction of broy. If
could have.
If you, like, you could see, like, little parts of him bro being
bro-y. But there's still that, like, weird little, like,
right.
Like, conspiracy theorist, like when he trails off and then he trails off and he's, I know.
Noah's too niche.
Yeah, you're the broiest.
I'm bro.
You're the broiest.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
It's fine. It's fine.
Fucking hates it.
It's honestly funny because I feel like most YouTube channels are super bro-y. It's hard to find non-bro-y people on most comedy or just most channels on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yet I am the closest we get. And I don't think I'm that bro-y.
You're not. No.
But I just am compared to everyone else.
Right. You just love IPA, you love sports.
I love sports.
You love gambling.
I don't love gambling.
You love what?
I don't.
No,
love,
he doesn't.
I don't love.
You love
gambling.
Skateboarding and you love shrimp tacos.
I tried to get into skateboarding when I was young and I sucked. See, Noah's more along the lines of like skater. Like,
right.
I would have seen skater.
Noah's like
and
skater
Noah,
dude.
Noah hung out with a lot of skaters.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I guess
does he skate?
Noah's
no,
like
I don't
bra.
Think Noah ever skated, but he's like more part of that scene.
He's more of like a bra. You're like a bro.
I don't know if Noah's bra.
Noah's more like the valley.
Yeah.
Brah.
But that's bro-y.
Brah.
Valley's bro-y, but he's not bro-y.
I would say the mustache makes you less of a bro.
Yeah, mustache makes me more along the lines of indie.
Yeah.
What we're seeing that
indie
surge
folk
of
music.
If I got a mullet and really started tucking my shirts in even more.
Yes, that's.
Then that's.
Yeah,
that's indie.
The mustache.
A lot of you guys are wearing chains these days. Like, you're wearing a chain. Ian's wearing a chain.
Wait, I wear.
Everyone talked
I'm not
about
wearing a chain right now.
All right, since we have time, we can talk about whatever we want here.
Yeah, we can.
And so, I can
these
share
are all
some
of our
beefs.
Sketches.
Yeah, let's
some
talk
beefs.
About it.
I've got some beefs with Ian.
Okay.
Let's just throw this out.
Oh
there.
Shit! This is taking a turn.
So I started wearing a chain earlier this year. I had a friend of mine. He would wear some chains. He would wear gold chains, and I was like, "Those are cool." Like a thin one. I was like, "I used to wear a necklace back
you
in the
did,
day
yeah.
on this channel," and I stopped. And I was like, "You know what? I think a thin little guy would be nice. That would add like a little bit of detail to
uh-huh.
outfits."
Uh-huh.
So vibes. I started wearing it, vibes. And then. It was a couple months later, Ian started wearing a gold chain.
Yeah.
I also started tucking in my shirts this year a little bit more often.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, a couple months ago, Ian starts tucking in his shirts. And then a few months ago, I bought a shirt that is this. It's made from terry cloth. And it's this, like, peach, green, yellow.
Oh, he has a full terry cloth outfit.
Ian bought it the same weekend. So that was accidental. But that dude made that shirt, like, his brand. And I'm like... You motherfucker, I bought the same shirt and now I can't wear it in videos because you wear it. If I wear it, I'm going to start wearing it.
You need to start
I'm going
to
wait. No, actually my plan, and I'm going to trust that Ian's not going to see this episode.
This is what Shane thinks about.
My plan, and maybe I've already done this plan by now. I'm going to bring it to set. I'm going to just have it ready. And whenever I see Ian wearing it next, I'm going to put it on. And every time he wears it, I'm going to wear it.
Holy shit.
We don't
this
have
is
drama
like
this.
Shit. No. No.
We never have drama like this.
We're just
this
police
is, this
officer
is
Gen Zs that are like, fine.
Drama. This is drama, like. Just that it's funny. No, I love pranking Ian. As you may or may not know, I for a period of time was hiding fake bananas in his office. And I
yeah,
got
I remember.
To,
we talked about
got
it
got up
here.
To 30 bananas that
we
I had stuffed in
no
his
way.
Couch, hidden behind his mirror.
Real
tape.
Bananas?
No. No, I'm not the devil. but I taped a bunch under his desk, taped them under things.
Wow.
Just had a ton.
Do you have any beef with Ian?
Do you have beef or beef with anyone?
Yeah, I have tons of beef with Ian. We're not talking right now. No, I'm just kidding.
You don't have
nope.
beef.
I don't have beef with anyone here.
You don't have beef. This
like,
is...
Like, literally, I literally don't...
This is my only beef. My only beef.
There's
is that
no
Ian,
beef.
Ian, to be fair, I also think there's been a trend overall of dudes tucking in their shirts this year. So
yeah,
I can't.
What is that about?
I can't say it's my own because it looks good.
Wait, people were talking. I didn't know that people were tucking in their shirts. What?
I'm seeing a lot more dudes tucking in their shirts. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been seeing. Look around the office. Look around.
God,
watch
Olivia. I always tuck in my.
Watch.
Shirt.
No, it's. That. I'm talking about dudes tucking in their shirts.
We're gonna get out of this. We're gonna get out of here and be like, and everyone's gonna be like,
Brennan's tucked in his shirt today. I'm
Why?
Telling you. Look around the office. Men are tucking in their shirts nowadays. What I'm doing, though, that I think everyone else needs to get on board with is high-waisted pants.
Oh,
is Ian doing high-waisted pants?
No, he hasn't gone high-waisted yet, but he should.
I'm gonna just.
I'll
like,
be proud of him if he does.
I'm gonna send him links to high-waisted pants and your whole entire outfit.
I'm not wearing.
Like
high-waisted.
This is really
I'm
good.
I'm not doing high-waisted today, but I'm telling you.
Wow,
it's legit.
Okay, so you have beef. you say bro, but you don't really say bro. And
there's
you,
nobody
did
else.
Did you like my sketch?
I really
I loved
liked
it.
Sketch.
Did you?
I love your
did
brain.
You like my sketch.
We need to find a way. So we need to find a way. I need to start making TikToks again. We need to just
yes.
film these. We need to film these.
Yeah, no, we really do because
it's so easy.
Yours, the problem is mine is not easy to
Yeah,
film.
Yours is difficult.
Mine, we need to find a Long John
yours
Silver's.
Yours is high budget.
It doesn't need to be at a Long John
Silver's. Long John Silver's from the 1980s.
I guess I could change it, but the Long John Silver's really adds to it.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
It's really important.
Yours is going to take a bigger budget, where yeah. I think Olivia's and I could be like a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
True. I agree.
Yeah.
We should film these.
Yeah, we have all of them. We have all of them from Angela's. We have all of them here. Maybe it's like a Smosh Pit Theater, or maybe it's...
Wait, a Smosh Pit Theater.
Incredible.
Wait, that's brilliant.
See about that. Or we do a new Smosh Pit Theater, we just have everyone write insane things.
But again. Wait, that's really funny. What if we did a Smosh Pit Theater and we cast people in it and we just perform these?
That's true.
Like Angela's Ham Cake. We do the Gen Z police officers, which is so good. You need to just do that character.
Yeah, just do that.
And then we can do the bro, and then we can either do Lulu or we can never do Lulu.
No, we're doing Lulu.
Wait, I'm gonna be
We're
Lulu.
Doing Lulu. You don't get to do that. All right. Olivia, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Really great.
I love you guys.
We love you too.
We love you.
We love you.
And
we love you.
And we love you guys. And we promise soon we're going to have a sign there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a really cool
sign. Oh, yeah.
We're waiting on it still. It's just taking a lot of time.
Santa's delivering it.
Santa's bringing it. But he's bringing it before Christmas.
Yeah, thank God.
Okay.
I want to tell the audience a secret.
Okay. You, fine. That's
Go ahead.
We'll sign off that way.
Oh, this is the murmur.
There's a secret, and I'm going to tell you guys. These plants are not real.
Okay.
Don't tell anyone that. Okay.
Don't listen to her.
Ignore that.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
You really are your uncle.